It's a very special kavod to come to speak to all of you, fathers and children, and maybe even some grandfathers. You know, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Parai to tell him that the Jewish people have to leave Mitzrayim, he used a very interesting expression. He said, "Binureinu uvezekeinenu nelech." With our children and our elders, we're going to go. In other words, Hashem wants us to leave Mitzrayim. And it's interesting, who did he mention first? He mentioned the kids first, Binureinu, with the young ones. And why did he mention the young ones first, before the adults? And I believe that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the future of Klal Yisrael is with the young children. Of course, we need the adults, and they are going to train the children. But a nation without children has no future whatsoever. And so all of you boys that are here tonight, you should know that Klal Yisrael is depending on you, because you're the future of Klal Yisrael. All of you look very small today. You think, well, we're not so important. But just remember, all the fathers that were here, including myself, we were all your age and your size, and we grew up, and all of you are going to grow up. And you're going to be the future Rebbeim, Rabbonim, the leaders, the Askanim of Klal Yisrael. And you know something? You know what's so special about Ovei Sabonim? Look what the Pasuk tells us in Malachi. Malachi is the last one, the last of the Nevi'im. And the Pasuk tells us like this. In Malachi Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, it says like this. Hashem says, "Hine anochi shaleach lachem es Eliyahu Hanavi." I'm going to send you Eliyahu Hanavi before the big day, before Mashiach comes. Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come. And you know what he's going to see? V'heishiv leiv ovois al bonim. And Rashi says, al yadei bonim. You know what that means? That I'm going to see, Hashem says, how Eliyahu Hanavi has the children bringing the fathers back closer to Hashem. Now, I can tell all the kids here that none of your fathers, including me, had anything like Ovei Sabonim when we were growing up. It's only because of you guys, because you guys want to learn, that you're bringing the fathers to come learn Matzah Shabbos. I mean, if I had to tell you what other fathers do Matzah Shabbos, you wouldn't believe it. They're going out to do a lot of other things, but they're not coming here, but they're coming here because of you. And that's what Hashem says Eliyahu Hanavi is going to see. V'heishiv leiv ovois. The fathers, all of a sudden, the fathers, they're not going to talk as much Lashon Hara. I can tell you that ever since I got married and my kids went to school, I'm talking less Lashon Hara than I did when I was a kid. You know why? Because the kids say, "Hey, Tati, Lashon Hara." You know? And kids are more sensitive. So we, the fathers, are becoming better because of you. So we appreciate all of you. And we appreciate that you want to learn on a Matzah Shabbos. And we appreciate that you're careful and how you speak about your brothers and sisters, even though they bother you. But you're careful. You don't want to say about Lashon Hara just because your big brother beat you up. Right? Fight back. Don't forget. But don't talk Lashon Hara. But the idea is that the little kids, that's what Eliyahu Hanavi is going to see. And I'm going to tell you something amazing. You know, I once saw this in a sefer, and every time I see this Talmud Chacham, I thank him for this great chiddush that he came up with. The Pasuk tells us that before Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die, Hashem said to him, "V'kosafta al ho'avonim," write the Torah on stones. Why should he write the Torah on stones? Not because of the stone edition of the Talmud or the Chumash, not because of that. But you know why the Torah was written on an even? It's amazing. What two words do you have in the word Evan? Av and Ben. Isn't that amazing? That's what he says. That's why Hashem said that they should write it on stones. Because it's not only because stones last forever. A parchment eventually is going to dissipate. But the idea Avonim represents the continuous legacy of the Torah to the next generation. There's Av and there's Ben. And that's why it's Dafka written on Avonim, which shows us that the Torah is supposed to last forever, just like stones can last forever. And I want to tell you a little incident that happened, and I'm going to tell you some great stories in a minute, but I just want to show you something about the closeness of a father and a son. Now, I remember many years ago, I was at a convention. A convention is a place where thousands of people get together, and there was a big tzaddik. He's still alive today. His name is Dayan Erentroy. He's the head of the Beis Din in England, Dayan Chanoich Erentroy. And I happen to be very friendly with him, not only because he's a big Talmud Chacham, but he happens to be a Mohel, and some of you know that I am a Mohel. And I'll never forget, he asked this question in a speech at the Aguda convention. And it was such a powerful question. He quoted it from the Shemesh Shmuel, and the answer that he gave lives with me until this very day. And it says like this, Vahi kasha yolda Rochel es Yosef. When Rochel gave birth to Yosef, Yaakov says to Lavan, Shalcheni, now you can send me, Ve'elcha el mekoy milati. Now I'm ready to go. I can face the world. So the same as Shmuel, the Sochach of a Rebbe, he asked a question. Why? Just because he had Yosef? He had Yehuda before. All the Jewish kings were coming from Yehuda. And he had Levi, all the Kohanim and the Leviim. They come from Levi. He had Yisachar, the Talmid HaChamim come from Yisachar, the Rebbeim come from Shimon. What's so special about Yosef? And he gave such a great answer. Rav Erentroy gave the answer in the name of the Shemesh Shmuel. It wasn't his answer. It's the Sochach of a Rebbe's answer. And he said, you know why? The word Yosef means more. And Yaakov was saying, once I have a child that's never satisfied with what he knows, he always wants to do more. More mitzvahs, more chesed, more Torah, more Yerushalayim. That's the kid that I could face the Golus with. And every one of us has to become a Yosef type of person. Yosef means more. And that's what Yaakov said. If I have children that live in America, or in Mexico, or in Switzerland, in England, Canada, wherever they're going to live in Golas, I'm not worried because we have kids that want more. Most kids don't want to learn Shabbos night, Matzah Shabbos. They don't want to go watch other stuff and play games or whatever, go to a gym. And there's nothing wrong with going to a gym. But how many kids like you want to learn more and make a connection to your father? That's so beautiful. That's so special. That's what Yaakov Avinu said. When I got kids, when I have children like you that want to learn more, then I can face the world. And I'll tell you something very interesting. A beautiful story. There was once a little boy. He was 10 years old. How many kids here are 10? Raise your hand. Anybody here 10 years old? There you go. So imagine, a 10-year-old boy was walking with his Rebbe in the northern part of England, a place called Gateshead. And it was in the autumn. And there were beautiful trees and leaves, orange and brown and green and yellow. And then there were some leaves that fell off the tree and they were on a park bench. So the Rebbe picked up the leaf and he said to the little boy, his Talmud, he said, my child, you see this leaf? This leaf thinks it's free. This leaf thinks he could fly all over the world. But the leaf is very silly. You know why? Because in 2 days, this leaf is going to die. Does anybody know why the leaf was going to die? Yes? Very good. You're a big tzaddik. I'm going to give you a CD. Hey, what's your name, tzaddik? What? Nelson Lazarus. Wonderful. Henry Lazarus is his grandfather? Great uncle. Wow, great. Live next to the Deutsches. Okay, fine. I'll say afterwards, I have a CD for you. But he's right, because the tree, the leaf is not connected to the tree. So the Rebbe said to the Talmud, let me tell you something. In your life, you're going to meet many types of Jews. And some Jews are going to say, I'm free. I could drive when I want. I could eat what I want. I could watch what I want. But they don't realize, unless they're connected to the Torah, that's why it says in the Pasuk, Eitz Chayim Hilam Achzikim Bo. The tree, the leaf, has to be connected to the tree, which is the Eitz Chayim. Then, like this tzaddik said, it could grow. He said, but if a Jew feels, no, I don't have to be connected to the Torah, I'm free. He doesn't realize that's the beginning of his Ruchnias Dika death. He's not going to be able to continue. And it'll become like the Goyim Chas V'Shalom. Just like that leaf has to be connected to the tree, every person has to be connected to the tree of life, which is the Torah. That's Eitz Chaim Hilam Achzikim Bo. And you know, that man, that 10-year-old boy, he grew up, and he told me this story. And he told me that that story carries him till this day. You know who that man is? Rav Matisyahu Solomon. And I remember when I saw him at an Aguda convention, I said, who is your Rebbe? He said, I don't remember anymore. He just remembered that when he was 10 years old, taking a walk in the park and learning that lesson for life, that as long as we're connected to the Torah, that's when we can continue and thrive. Now, I need everybody, if you have a pencil and paper, just to take out a pencil and paper, and I want to show you something that you're not going to believe. Do any of the fathers here have any pencil paper? You're still Shabbos dick. Okay, so Dr. Schuster, or maybe others, will be able to write this down because you're going to see something amazing. But first, I want to tell you a story that Rab Gifter once told me this story. There was a big tzaddik. His name was Rab Yisrael Zev Gustman. And when he was a little boy, he was a genius. And he lived in Vilna, and his father said, come, I'm going to take you to the Chavetz Chaim. I'll take you to the Chavetz Chaim. And the little boy said, good, because I want to ask the Chavetz Chaim a question. And when they came to the Chavetz Chaim, the father said, here, why don't you ask the Chavetz Chaim the question that you want to ask? And he said like this, the little boy, 9 years old, he said, Rebbe, I'm learning right now the Gemara in Bava Kama. And if you take a look at Daf Kuf Gimel, Kuf Dalet, Kuf Hei, they're very, very, Bava Basa rather, they're very, very long Rashbams. And they're very complicated. And I'm afraid if I learn it, I'm not going to remember it. So maybe I should just skip it. So the Chavetz Chaim said, when you learn Torah and you understand it, even if you forget it right away, it stays in your mind. And eventually when you come to the Olam HaEmes after 120 years, that Torah is going to be there. It's always going to be there. Once you learn Torah, it's going to be there. But he said, if you want the Torah to remain with you in this world, you have to constantly review and chazer and study it over and over. Now later when you get home, you'll take a look at a Gemara. Tell your father to look up the Gemara, Bava Kama, Ayin Zayin Omid Aleph, 77a in your art scroll, Shas. And you know something? That blot is the strangest looking blot in the whole of Shas. You know why? Because it has about 85 lines of Tosfos on it. Maybe there's one line of Gemara, and it's just Tosfos, long Tosfos. And Avadya Yosef. Oh, you got the Gemara? Oh, that's good. Bava Kama, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph? You got it? Okay, hold it up and show everybody. Look at that. Here, bring it up here, Tzadik. Come here. That's great. Hey, he needs a CD. Yeah, he'll get one. So I brought a whole bunch. Okay, you take a look. Come here. This tzaddik here, show everybody. See the daf? Right, very good. It's got one line, right? And 80 lines of Tosfos. So now listen to this. Chacham Avadya Yosef was once talking to somebody and learning, and he quoted the whole Tosfos by heart. And the guy almost drew, he couldn't believe it. How could he know this Tosfos by heart? This one line of Gemara, Bava Kama, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, 80 lines of Tosfos. You know what a Chacham Avadya Yosef said? You know how many times he studied this? Take a guess. How many times do you think he studied this Tosfos?
102.
102. You're short by 98. 200 times. Well, you study something 200 times, you're going to remember it, right?
Okay.
What?
I think I only study 101.
Oh, did you look at my notes? What does this say over here?
Oh, 101.
Okay. But he did more than he had to. But you're a tzaddik. But now I want to show you something. That's why I wanted everybody to have a pencil and paper. Listen to this. The Klei Yochar says something amazing. Now, the word shokach. Does anybody know what the word shokach means? What? To forget, right? Write down the word shin kof ches on a piece of paper. And who could figure out the gematria of the word shokach? You figured it out already? What? 328, you're right. Okay, you're good. Now, write down the word zochar, which means to remember. How? Are you a math genius? No. How much is zochar equal? How much? You're right. Nope. 227. Okay, now watch this. You won't believe it. 328 minus 227 equals 101. Hey, now watch what the Klei Yoko says. When you learn a piece of Gemara, you're going to forget it. But every time you learn it, you take away the Koyach HaShikha. So if you take away the Koyach HaShikha 101 times, what do you get? Zohar. You remember it. He says, that's why the Gemara says it's important to learn the Gemara 101 times. Why 101? What's wrong with 98 or 97 or 106? Teretz says that Tzaddik is right. Chacham Avadi Yosef just had to learn it 101 times and he would have known it. But he loved learning so much, so he learned it extra 99 times. But the idea is, from Shokach, that's what the Gemara says, you take away 101 times the Koyach of Shikha, and then you end with the idea of Zohar. So let me just tell you one more story, and then we'll end. And we'll give out those CDs to those people, and I hope they'll get the pizza here eventually, right? Oh, it's here. Good. Fine. That would have been terrible. Okay? Now, I think Avos Habonim is going to your pizza. No? No, probably not. Okay. But anyway, so listen to this. Many years ago, there was a man who came from Europe. He's a big tzaddik. His name was the Ritvaz, Rabbi Yaakov David Wilofsky. And he wrote a parish on the Yerushalmi. And he needed people to pay for it, you know, to publish it. So he came to the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and he gave a big speech of Chizuk. And he told over this thing, and he said like this. He said, many years ago, in Klal Yisrael, there were generations that were called Mitzvah Yidden. What does that mean, Mitzvah Yidden? They would observe Shabbos, and in other communities, they always went to Minyan, and other communities, they always did Kashrus. And they gave over to their next generations, to their children and grandchildren, the love for these mitzvahs. But eventually, those generations, once the winds of secularism and materialism and immorality came, Nebuch, those generations were wiped out. He said the only generations that remained were those that learned Torah. If they learned Torah and they taught Torah to their children and grandchildren, it was much more than mitzvahs. Of course mitzvahs are important. And then he said something amazing. He said, Kiner mitzvah. A mitzvah, no matter what mitzvah it is, it's like a candle. If we had a candle right here, it could last because there's no wind. The windows aren't open, the doors aren't open. But once the wind comes, it will blow out the candle. But what if you had the big fire? You know, sometimes you see the fires in California and acres of land. When a wind comes, just the opposite. It makes the fire even stronger and the fire spreads even more. That's what he said. Kiner mitzvah. Mitzvah is only a candle. It could be blown out by the winds and the influences from the outside world. But Torah, kiner mitzvah, Torah is or Torah is like a fire. And when the winds come against the fire, just the opposite, the fire spreads. And that's why we learn Torah. And we learn more and more Torah, and we review it, and we learn new stuff, and learn with our children, because that's the only guarantee for the future generations. So Hashem should bench every father here. Tonight, every child, every one of you should give your father a big hug before you go to sleep and say, thank you, Tati, or Abba, or Daddy. Thank you for taking me to Avos Habonim. And you know what? The father should give the kids a big hug as well and say, thank you for being such a good boy that you want to come to learn Matzah Shabbos. It makes me feel so proud that one day you'll be zeicha to learn with your own child. Hashem should bench every father and every son. That's what's avonim. It should keep on going until we see v'heishiv leivoveis avonim and we're zeicha to see Mashiach. Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for listening.